بوتای first of all ما اینجا چیز داریم واسه تلفن ها please use we have in the hallway you could charge your phones over there free of charge که وسط تفیلا تلفن ها اینجا کبانای مردم ها به هم نزنن we appreciate that و به عزت شم tonight بعد از عربیت we go back to مسیلت یشاریم we're gonna also talk about Trump tonight, stay tuned. Okay, خب هلاخا کلاشون هلاخود. So میفرمایند که میتوان من مفخر لعصات خودی اتیتیوت. شزورین میشمنه خودین که نخای سیسید چی باشه؟ نخای هشتلا باشه. هشتلا شمونه. و obviously this is the most important part of سیسید نخاشه. که 100% که لشم مצוות سیسید درست کرده باشن and the ones that come from Israel with the you have all kinds of hechsherim but that's this that اینا تمید حخامیم they make it and لشم مצוות سیسید and they don't do it with machines they do it with hand اینا چون گرون نخورده ولی we saw تی گاون چی میگه در صورت سو چی باشه نخای هشت لا چه عجب Because ما چهار تا نخ سیسید داریم که میشه هشت وقتی دولاش میکنیم هشت ضرب در هشت میشه چقدر کل خود میکفول شمونه شعاز بازه یو کل خوتین شل اربع کنفوت رنو خوتین یعنی اینجا ما چهار تا کنفوت داریم هر کنفی هم هشت تا نخ داره هشت لا باشه comes to 256 خوتین 256 تا right so رمز اینجا چندین رمزی همش قبالاییه رمز کنفه خیوت و میفرماین که اینجا so تو کتاب لوخیم میفرماید که کل آدم میزایل خطخیل بازه و همینطور میفرماین خود حالا بنیش خی رمز بازه به مسپار مفخر مفخر means what the best way to do the mitzvah مفخر میلاشون بخیراس like this is the choice is the best choice of making it مفخر it's also 256 so that makes it mitzvah مینا مفخر که نخواهی سیسید هشلا باشه and also right it says رونو لیعقوب سمخه ויודוש ו רונו ליעקב שמחה דתינו when you have רונו it brings שמחה to you רונו چی بود هشتا نخای هشلا سو و بعد میفرماین که چیکار بکنه میگن که این چهار تا نخا را چهار تا سیستو بذاره رو چشماش الگبه اینا وشتقیت شما و اوتیوت عین ملئیم میشه چی؟ عین حسابش رو بکنیم، من حساب خوب نیست. عین یود نون، راید، اگه همش حساب بکنیم، اونم میشه 256، ایزید؟ عین ماله چجوریه؟ میشه 80 و 50 130. Then یود is 20، راید، و نون is 106. Apparently, figure that's also... The magic number 256. Remez, chutin elu shehem ranu yo'ilu la'ayin. Shehu mispar ronu. So in other words, this also is going to improve your eyesight. Yo'ilu la'ayin shehu mispar ronu. Kol kanaf hu 64 chutin kemenyan noga. Another thing. Kol kanaf is 64 chutin kemenyan noga. Haan, shasucho noga. نون واو گیمل هی شبیزخوت زه نخونو متقنین قلی پت هنوگا قبلا I don't know anything about it و نعویر کتنوت اور و یو کتنوت اور and then what we do is we کتنوت اور با عینا تبدیل میکنیم به اور light so معرب علامات شم کنگید عرب کنافوت Okay, so it's very loaded, Ben Ishchai. But the bottom line is, okay, this is Mitzvah Minah Mufchar. It's not. If you don't agid nachash lo boshe nabosham hanuz agir avodat yad budo l'shem mitzvah tzitzit. The tzitzit is kasher. But even if it's agir hash lo boshe, you get all these benefits. Then Harav Ben Ishchai says, first of all, we have to know if he adds to agir masam b'joy charta nach panch to bezare asure. He's over on bal tosif. Right, so it has to be. We have to stick that, you know, to add, because he four to nach mizarim, and you know we doubleish mukod. Hala, yizaher laasot gufa talit vechutin shel atzitziot hakol lavan, bein betalit gadol bein betalit ratan. That all white, remez ladavar vehayu haatufim lelavan. But Ben Ishchai says talitot. שיש בהן צבע מצדדין לנוי, לא אכפת. The talitot that they have, like, you know, like black strips, or they have, like, you know, blue strips, it's not a problem. Because the main thing is לבן. Right? Talitot שיש בהן צבע מצדדין לנוי, לא אכפת. Why? כי הצבע הוא מעט מן המעט, because it's minimal. בגוף הטלית, דרובו לבן. So, it's really, you know, I think Rabbeinu Bachai said it should be all lavan altogether, but you know it's not a problem at all if a person likes, like, you know, the stripes, right? To have stripes doesn't take away from lavan. So, you know, I was asked about tchelet. It says kulo lavan. At the time of Ben Ishchai, didn't have tchelet, but now we know there is tchelet. At the beginning, you know, they were skeptical: is it real or not? I just spoke not too long ago with Rabbi Bess. I told him, what's the story with this tchelet? Because I see a lot of people also in shul, me and they have tchelet. So he told me that the Talmid of Rav Eliyashiv writes, Rishon Rav Eliyashiv, that, you know, recently they came out with real tchelet. And it's okay.
Which one?
The Nurex? What? I mean, you have to find out the most, the ones that are... Anyway, I asked my best, I write to my best, do you wear yourself tchelet? So, did you check my tzitziot? I didn't check his tzitziot. But the ma'isa, you see, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, he writes, he goes against it. Right, that maybe in his time, you know, he says also, like, you know, our forefathers didn't have, all of a sudden become something new. It's like disrespectful to them. But,
huh?
Rav Ben Tzion is not very long time ago.
Before they discovered it.
What?
He said probably before they discovered it.
I mean, they, at the time, they had come up with it. There was a regime in the first one. I don't know what was it. But the bottom line is, I would like to ask Rav David Yosef, the new Rav Rashi, and Rav Gidon. I didn't ask them yet. But Rabbi Bez told me... because before that, if somebody had tchelet, I would comment to them that, you know, Rav Ben Tzion says not to do it. I spoke to Rabbi Bess, I'm not going to comment to anybody about it. And actually, I want to try to get it myself, right? I mean, you know, for talit katan at least, because, you know, but first I would ask. So stay tuned. I'm going to ask probably Rav Gidon. What's that? What's you see, it's also it's like usually there's a tendency you do something new, right? It causes, you know, maybe it's a question of time. I really don't know, but you know, I would ask Be'ezrat Hashem, I would ask Rav Gidon. You see, I try Rav Gidon, you know, is a Talmid of Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, and then he was Rosh Beit Torah of Rav Ovadia. So he has both, and he's Persian. So I asked my shaylos from Rav Gidon, and I'm going to ask him Be'ezrat Hashem Itbarach. On Shabbat Rosh Chodesh we say Ata Yatzarta Ulamach Michedem Kilita Malachtecha Bayim Hashvi. We just had Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. So how come we say Ata yatzarta olamach miqedem? Obviously, what's the chidush? Kadosh Baruch Hu yatzarta olam miqedem. So And then Klita Melachtecha Bayom HaShvi'i. Here he brings Besmer Yaakov Kantravi. That's Achar HaMabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chidesh Ot HaOlam. After Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chkar Kard, Dunya Recreate Kard. But in Jay Yetzira Nist. The Yetzira stayed, Yetzira, it's Klita Melachtecha Bayom HaShvi'i, that was Yetzira. So then, after Mabul, it's not a new Yetzira, it's Hitchatshut. So therefore, when it's Ataya Tzarta Olamach Mechedem, it's like, you know, Lehavdil, me after Noach. In other words, the Yetzira was, when in Bechodosh Baruch Hu, Kelita Malachtecha Bayim HaShvi'i. And then, you know, after Mabul, it's not a new Yetzira, it's just Hitchatshut of a Yetzira that was ממרגדם ימי בראשית ריבי חנניה בן הראשי אומר רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך הרבה להם